drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's been a deadly day in Lebanon as Israel steps up its air campaign targeting Hezbollah targets. Lena Sinjab of the BBC.
Today was the deadliest in the south. You know, more than 300, locations were targeted. And just before I come on air, there was a targeted attack here in Beirut, in Dahye, in south of Beirut, in Hezbollah stronghold.
Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Another step up in this ratcheting of tensions that we've seen over the past few days. At the same time, it falls short of a full-scale war for two reasons. First of all, Israeli ground troops have not invaded Lebanon. And in addition, Hezbollah has been careful not to hit too many Israeli civilian targets.
Our new CBS News polling indicates Kamala Harris has a slight edge over Donald Trump, up 4 points nationally, but battleground states are very close. CBS's Libby Cathy is in one of them, Pennsylvania.
Trump and Harris spending a lot of time in Pennsylvania and hoping to win this battleground. It's 19 electoral votes could very well put one of them over the map to win to 270 like it did Joe Biden in 2020.
The Justice Department says the man accused in the apparent golf course assassination attempt earlier this month against former President Trump wrote a note months ago saying he intended to kill Trump. Officials in Birmingham, Alabama, say they're offering a $100,000 reward for information on the weekend shooting outside a night spot that left four dead. Police Chief Scott Thurmond.
12 of the victims that were injured have been released from the hospital. There are still five that are currently in the hospital as of today.
Well, forecasters say a storm system in the Gulf of Mexico could become a hurricane before the end of the week. Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
Right now, all the models have it taking it essentially up in between Mexico and Cuba and a potential landfall there into Florida. We do know that as we head from Wednesday really into Friday, the best chance for that heavy rainfall is going to be from Florida to Alabama and into Georgia.
Well, CBS's Christopher Cruz tells us the Biden administration wants to ban the sale of connected and autonomous vehicles equipped with either Chinese or Russian software or hardware.
The Commerce Department says the ban would protect national security and drivers. Officials say it's necessary because many new car features like microphones, cameras, GPS tracking, and Bluetooth technology can reveal a lot of personal information.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 15 points, the S&P is up 2.5, and the NASDAQ is down about 6 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The runaway soldier from Racine is going to return home. Travis King, the soldier who crossed into North Korea in 2023, has pleaded guilty to 5 charges, including desertion and disobeying officers. He was given 1 year of prison. However, he'll be able to return home immediately due to time served. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is in the area today. He's made stops in Milwaukee, Racine, and Brown Deer as part of a get-out-the-vote effort before early voting begins. Former Piggly Wiggly owner Ralph Malicki has declared his intention to run for Racine County Executive. He made the announcement on his Facebook page. 3 Racine organizations are getting money to help prevent violence. A total of just over $141,000 in grants are going out through the city's Department of Community Safety. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Green Bay wins back-to-back games with a backup quarterback. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. For the second straight week, Malik Willis guided the Packers to victory, a 30-14 win over his former team, Tennessee. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has come up big for Green Bay.
Hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. You know, I think Tom Clements does a great job, and, you know, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion, just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Next up, the Packers play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Brewers made an impressive comeback, its largest in 20 years, by rallying from down 8-0 in the third inning to win 10-9 over Arizona on Sunday. Next up, three games on the road in Pittsburgh before finishing the regular season with the Mets at home. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
It's time now for our goal for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest on WRJN. And this hour's keyword is gold, G-O-L-D. Download that Civic Media app if you haven't already. But if you have, just go over to the WRJN. Use the text button on the bottom of your screen to send the keyword gold for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Good luck from WRJN.
Yeah. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, station for Paul Harvey. We got it all right here. And along with sports and great tunes, Four Tops coming up. We also have Gary Puckett and Union Gap Band, Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, and this one from Diana Ross and Supremes. There's Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now. No love to shield me. Trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me. The hurt I can't control, 'cause although you don't
seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Such a great song. Reflections, Diana Ross and Supremes on WRJN, where we've got the local news and timeless hits. Last week, Stuart J. Waddles did a story on upcoming PBS documentary that chronicles the rise and fall of American Motors Corporation. And I had a listener call and say he heard that story, but he didn't have any more details on it and wanted to know, well, in this case, the rest of the story. Well, this is real easy. I go to WRJN.com and click down to news. You just scroll down, it becomes news. And then as you go way down, you'll see that upcoming PBS documentary. You'll see the story on that that Stuart J. Waddles shared with us last week. And cliffhangers. You don't have to look it up yourself right away. I can tell you that that documentary is coming out next March 2025.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Dionne Warwick and the Spinners, one of my favorite tunes from the Then Came You. Got Rick Nelson here. The song was number one, 1958, for 2 weeks. That was a huge hit. I love this song. I hope you don't mind. Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, that I would fall for little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Uh-huh. Oh, oh. Poor little fool. I was a fool. tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other cards, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. So 14 years later, after that hit, Rick Nelson has another number one hit, this one.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. And people came from miles around, everyone was there. And Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. Over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Da-da-da-da. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
La-da-da.
Closet door and out stepped Johnny B. Good, playing guitar like a ring and a bell and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, learned my lesson well. You see, you can't.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. We played one of Rick Nelson's early hits and then one of his last giant. It was his number one hit from 72, Garden Party. And just the difference in his voice, his style, everything. He really was a great artist. Hey, if you love Rick Nelson, or even if you're just getting into these classic hits, the best way to see Rick Nelson is go on YouTube and look up Rick Nelson live on the Midnight Special with Garden Party, and see him have fun with Wolfman Jack, get introduced, and watch him perform. He was so good. All righty, we're joining the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Forbes has named the best employers in the country and in Wisconsin. They surveyed 160,000 staffers nationwide. And the best employer in Wisconsin is Costco. Now, that's headquartered over in Washington. But number two is Quick Trip, which is operated out of La Crosse. Rounding out the top five were Procter & Gamble, Acuity Insurance, based in Sheboygan, and Bank of America. Forbes says the sixth best employer in the state is UW-Madison. Meanwhile, a group of teachers may form Wisconsin's first private school union. The staff at Toad Hill Montessori in Madison are organizing. They plan to form a union through Office and Professional Employees International Union Local 39. They say they want to be paid for breaks from class and for snow days and a more consistent application of school policies. Meanwhile, the school denies some of the teachers' claims. Their union elections are October 2nd. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Here's a look at news closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Piggly Wiggly owner Ralph Malicki has declared his intention to run for Racine County Executive. He made the announcement on his Facebook page. He joins a field that includes Racine County Clerk Wendy Christensen, Lorenzo Santos, and Corey Sebastian. All are vying for the position following the death of Jonathan Delagrave in June. The city of Racine is set to receive over $600,000 in state funds for the maintenance of its lift bridges. The money will be split between the Main Street and State Street bridges. The funds will cover costs including bridge operator salaries, power expenses, and general maintenance fees. Three Racine organizations are getting money to help prevent violence. A total of just over $141,000 in grants are going out through the city's Department of Community Safety. The funding will support programs including legal advocacy for domestic violence survivors, mentoring for youth, and support for students facing expulsion. The groups getting money include the Women's Resource Center of Racine, Focus on Community, and Payne Consulting LLC. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Crisp, cool, and refreshing day today under mostly sunny skies. Highs will only reach the upper 60s. A few clouds filter in tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a shot of a few scattered showers. Some of those may linger into tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
After day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. Don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
For local news and timeless history, WRJN. And it's time for our Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest. This hour's keyword. You ready? Gold. That's it. Text at WRJN for your chance to win the statewide contest right now.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
Blind Person brought you Moni Moni, Dragon the Line, Tommy James, without the Shondells. Local news, timeless hits, that's WRJN. Packers season, we're into it officially. I love football, I really do, because you know, it's easier to sleep through football for me than it is for a baseball game. You may or may not agree with that, but I always seem to get better naps in the winter than I do in the summer with all that beautiful sunshine pouring in. Not so much a problem during football season. Anyway, the next game is the Vikings Sunday on the 29th, 10 a.m. pregame, noon kickoff. I can't understand why all of our games are in the morning almost, darn it. Anyway, Packer Football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com, and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. I want to really thank our sponsors for keeping WRJN up and alive through Packer season.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna Beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna Beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Fullman is next. Got news and sports and Stuart J. Waddles just minutes away here on WRJN. Have a great day.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. Leave me never.